This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How unspoken expectations create the emotional charge that makes patient hearing collapse with certain difficult people. Why listening fails before a word is spoken, and what to do about it. In short, unspoken expectations do not wait politely for a conversation to begin. They arrive ahead of you, charged and ready, and they make patient hearing nearly impossible with the specific people you most need to hear clearly. The emotional charge is built long before the conversation starts. Patient hearing collapses not because you lack skill, but because the charge fires before skill can operate. Naming your unspoken expectations before a conversation is the most direct way to restore genuine listening. Definition: patient hearing collapse is the breakdown of your capacity to genuinely listen during a difficult conversation, triggered by unspoken expectations that generate an emotional charge strong enough to override your attention before the other person finishes speaking. What most people think is happening when they cannot listen. Most people believe the problem is the difficult person. They talk too much. They deflect. They repeat the same complaint for the third time, or they use a tone that sets your teeth on edge. The common understanding of why patient hearing fails places the cause squarely with the speaker, not the listener. Here is what I have actually observed after 60 years of watching people try and fail to hear each other. The breakdown usually begins on your side, not theirs. It begins with something invisible, a set of expectations you never set aloud, never agreed on with the other person, and possibly never consciously formed at all. Those expectations carry charge, and when a difficult person triggers them, that charge does not wait for a pause in the conversation. It fires immediately, pulling you out of genuine attention and into something closer to a defense position. Patient hearing does not collapse because you stopped caring. It collapses because your internal world gets louder than the person in front of you. How unspoken expectations build an emotional charge before you speak. Here is the truth of it. An unspoken expectation is not just a preference you kept quiet. It is a belief about how someone should behave, how they ought to communicate, what they owe you in terms of fairness or respect, and what a reasonable person would do in their position. When you never voice that expectation, the other person cannot respond to it, cannot agree to it, and cannot be held accountable for breaking it. But you feel it when it is broken. You feel it immediately. That feeling is the charge. It accumulates across every previous conversation where the expectation went unmet. Each time the difficult person interrupted you, dismissed your point, shifted blame, or responded defensively, the charge grew a little stronger. By the time you sit across from them again, you are not starting fresh. You're carrying a full load of uncharged expectation, and you are waiting, without knowing you are waiting, to feel it confirmed. This is the mechanism behind patient hearing collapse, and it operates mostly beneath your awareness. The moment the difficult person opens their mouth with a familiar tone or a predictable deflection, the charge fires. Your brain has already matched the pattern, already predicted the outcome, and already begun composing a response. What you experience as listening is actually a kind of monitoring. You're scanning for evidence that confirms what you already believe. Genuine attention requires a quality of internal quiet that an active emotional charge makes impossible. You cannot truly hear what someone is saying when part of your mind is already preparing for what comes next. This is not a failure of character. It is the natural consequence of carrying expectation that was never spoken and never resolved. I cover this dynamic in detail in Say It Right Every Time, particularly the section on emotional hijacking during conversation.
The charge you carry into a difficult exchange can override your conversational skill before you get the chance to use it. The patterns that reveal this in real conversations.
You can recognize patient hearing collapse in yourself once you know what to look for. It does not feel dramatic.
It feels like ordinary conversation, but sharper and faster. You notice you're forming a rebuttal while the other person is still mid-sentence.
The content of what they are saying barely registers, because you're already working out what you will say when they stop.
You notice that a phrase they use, one you would let pass from a colleague you trust, carries a particular sting when it comes from this person.
You notice that you have already decided the conversation will go a certain way, and it is going exactly that way, confirming everything you brought into the room with you. I have watched this happen between a manager and a team member who had a history of unmet expectations around accountability. When unspoken expectations become premeditated resentments, the emotional residue makes it almost impossible to hear anything new from that person.
The manager believed the team member would deflect. The team member spoke. The manager heard deflection, even when the words themselves were something different. The charge shaped the hearing. This pattern is especially common when unmet needs are driving ongoing team conflict. The interpersonal friction does not exist only in the formal conflict. It lives in every subsequent exchange, including the ones meant to resolve it. Why the mechanism goes unrecognized so consistently? The reason most people miss this has nothing to do with intelligence. It has to do with the experience of the charge itself. When your expectations are met, you do not feel anything. When they are broken, you feel the other person's behavior. The emotion attaches to them, not to your prior expectation. So the natural conclusion is that they caused the problem. What you cannot see, from the inside, is the expectation you brought with you. There is also the question of speed. The emotional charge fires faster than conscious thought. By the time you notice you've stopped truly listening, you're already several steps down the path of reactive engagement. It feels like a response to the present moment. It is actually a response to accumulated history. Avoiding difficult conversations makes this worse, not better. When you postpone a conversation with a difficult person, the unspoken expectation does not dissolve. It sits there, gathering weight, so that the next conversation starts with an even heavier charge than the one you avoided. There is another factor worth naming. We tend to assume that our difficulty listening is a sign that the other person is genuinely unreasonable. Sometimes that is true. But very often, it is a sign that we need to examine what we brought to the table, not what they placed on it. That examination takes courage, and most people would rather assign blame than practice that kind of self-honest scrutiny. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books they write every time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What this means for how you prepare to listen. The practical consequence of understanding this mechanism is significant. If the emotional charge builds before the conversation, then the preparation must also happen before the conversation. Arriving at the table with good intentions is not enough. You need to arrive with a cleared internal state. The most direct method I know is to name your unspoken expectations explicitly to yourself before you engage. Write them down if it helps. Ask, what do I expect this person to do? And what do I expect them not to do? Then ask the harder question, did they ever agree to these expectations? In most cases with difficult people, the honest answer is no. You formed that expectation. They never accepted it. Naming an expectation does not mean abandoning it. Some expectations around basic respect are entirely reasonable. But when you name it clearly, you separate it from the person in front of you, and that separation creates enough internal space for genuine attention to return. This connects directly to the work of starting difficult conversations well. The way a conversation opens shapes everything that follows, and a cleared internal state is the most important thing you can bring to that opening moment. Consider also what communicating role expectations clearly can do to reduce the accumulation of charge over time. When expectations are spoken and agreed upon, the gap that generates emotional residue shrinks. You still may not love every interaction with a difficult person, but you enter each one carrying less. For any of this to work with a genuinely difficult person, the environment matters as well. Psychological safety is not a luxury item. Without it, even the most prepared listener will find their patient hearing undermined by the hostile conditions of the exchange itself. When psychological safety is present, genuine listening becomes possible in ways it simply cannot be without it. The full framework for clearing your state and entering a conversation with real listening readiness is something I built out in Say It Right Every Time, specifically in the chapters dealing with emotional hijacking and high-stakes conversation preparation. The core framework outlined there puts clarity and openness ahead of the moment you speak, which is precisely where this preparation belongs. Before the next hard conversation, try this. Here is a simple practice to apply before your next difficult exchange. Sit quietly for 3 minutes before it begins. Ask yourself what you're expecting the other person to do, and write down 2 or 3 answers honestly. Then ask whether you voiced any of those expectations to them, and whether they agreed. Finally, decide what you actually want from this specific conversation, separate from all the history. That 3-minute practice will not remove 60 years of pattern recognition. but it will create enough separation between your emotional charge and your attention that patient hearing has room to operate. It is a small thing. But in my experience, the small things done consistently are what genuine communication skill is built on. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing collapse? Patient hearing collapse is when your capacity to genuinely listen to a difficult person shuts down before they finish speaking. It is usually triggered not by what they say in the moment, but by unspoken expectations you carry about how they ought to behave or communicate. How do unspoken expectations cause patient hearing to fail? Unspoken expectations create a preloaded emotional charge. When a difficult person behaves in a familiar pattern, the charge fires before you consciously register it, pulling your attention away from what they are saying and into your own internal reaction. Listening collapses under the weight of what you already believe. Why does patient hearing collapse with certain people, but not others? With certain difficult people, you carry a history of unmet expectations. That history creates an anticipatory reaction. Your brain recognizes the pattern and prepares a response before the person finishes speaking. With neutral people, no such charge exists, so patient hearing remains intact. Can you rebuild patient hearing after expectations have already formed? Yes, but it requires deliberate preparation before the conversation. You need to name your unspoken expectations to yourself, accept that the other person never agreed to them, and actively clear your internal state before you engage. Patient hearing is a skill you can practice, not a fixed capacity. What does patient hearing collapse look like in a real conversation? You start forming a rebuttal while the other person is mid-sentence. You interpret their tone as confirming what you already believed. You feel rising irritation at words that would not bother you from someone else. These are the visible signs that emotional charge has interrupted your capacity to truly listen. How does patient hearing connect to unmet needs and team conflict? When team members carry unspoken expectations of each other, the resulting unmet needs generate ongoing emotional residue. That residue makes patient hearing almost impossible in any future conversation. Clearing expectations and addressing unmet needs directly restores the conditions that allow people to genuinely listen to one another. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.